Now, this might come as a shock, but maybe you have noticed. Now, the world is full of wicked people, and they're not nice. But have you thought a little bit about why do wicked people behave the way they do? Well, one of the things we know about the wicked is they really only care about themselves. In Proverbs chapter 14, Proverbs 14 and verse 21, he who despises his neighbor's sins, but happy is he who is gracious to the poor. The wicked don't like other people. They don't like their neighbors. The only thing they care about is what benefits themselves. And if other people get trampled in the way, well, that's just the way things are. Over in Proverbs 18, look at verse 3. I get my slides just go, and then you might join me. Proverbs 18 and verse 3. When a wicked man comes, contempt also comes. And with dishonor comes scorn. They look down on other people. They don't even value the relationship they have with their own parents. Over in Proverbs 15 and verse 20, a wise son makes his father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. And one of the big problems with wickedness is this belief that they are always right. It doesn't matter whether it benefits other people or not, they're right. And like I said, they have contempt for other people. In Luke chapter 18, Luke chapter 18 and in verse 9. He also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they are righteous and view others with contempt. Now, if you understand that, then you understand that the wicked people, they really don't like anyone who proves them wrong. Because after all, they're right. And they don't respect anybody else. Take a look at Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs, I'm wondering if I got the wrong verse here, but Proverbs 1. Let me check. Yeah. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. They can't stand it. They're not interested in changing. They don't believe they need to change. It's the rest of the world that needs to change. And since they have no fear of God, there's no motivation to align themselves with a higher power or conform their deeds to the deeds of those who are above them, because they don't really think of anything being above themselves. And so that also means that the wicked people don't like being told what to do. Take a look at Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13 and verse 13. The one who despises the word will be in debt to it, but the one who fears the commandment will be rewarded. They despise God's word. They despise God's commandments. Because after all, most of the time, God's commandments are against what they want to do. Peter puts it a little bit differently in 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment, especially those who indulge the flesh in its corrupt desires and despise authority. Here again is what we find. They don't like other people being in authority. They don't like God having say over their own lives. See, God's word changes us. Take a look at Jeremiah chapter 23. And this is one of the reasons why they don't like God's word. Jeremiah 23 and in verse 29. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that shatters the rock? God's word changes people. It breaks them down. It breaks down our barriers. It alters who we are. But God takes note of those who refuse to change. Over in Isaiah 66, and in verse 1, it says, "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house that you could build for me? And where's a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things, and thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But this is the one whom I will look, to him who is humble and contrite in spirit, and who trembles at my word." And that's exactly the opposite of what motivates the wicked. The wicked will be held accountable to God's word, no doubt about that. But they're being held accountable because they will not change and conform themselves to what God wants. In Proverbs 13, and in verse 1, "A wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke." And therein lies another problem that the wicked have. They just won't change. And so therefore anything that even forces them to consider it, like discipline, like correction, well, that's something they can't stand. In Proverbs 15 and verse 32, "He who neglects discipline despises himself, but he who listens to reproof acquires understanding." And there we got to understand, it's kind of an ironic situation. The wicked think only about themselves. But because of their arrogance, they don't listen to instruction. They won't be corrected. And so they have no way of improving themselves. And as Solomon points out, then you know what the result is? They actually despise themselves. They want themselves, they end up despising themselves. Doing right, being committed, having faith, you know, all those things require effort. But the wicked want nothing to do with any of that. Because in order to become righteous, you have to put in hard work. It's not always easy to be righteous. Take a look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 5. "Have you forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons? My son, do not lightly regard the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives." To get on the path of right, we have to go through hardships. We have to go through difficulty. They're there to improve us. They're to point out our flaws so that we might get rid of them. And where it comes down to it, the wicked are there, and the reason why they're wicked is because they reject God. You know, commands come from God. And so the wicked despise the source of the commands. In Proverbs 14 in verse 2, he who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is devious in his ways despises him. And it's not like they can get away with it. God warned the Israelites what would happen to them. That's our scripture reading that we had this morning. God listed out in Leviticus 26:14-32. I'm not going to take time to read it yet again, because it's a long reading. Alan did a great job with it. But think about all the way through there. How many times God says, I'm going to do this to punish you. And if you're not going to listen, then I'm going to do this. And when you don't listen to this, I'm going to do this. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And you realize that everything that God said about Leviticus happened to the Israelites when they got taken by Babylon. Every single thing that God said. How stubbornly wicked were the Israelites that no matter how much God punished them, they instead turned around and despised God himself. See, God's trying to get the wicked to turn. But in the end, they don't like God. And in the end, then God really can't like them. He abhors them. Take a look at Psalms chapter 36. Psalms 36. And in verse 4. He plans wickedness upon his bed, and he sets himself on a path that is not good. He does not despise evil. Of all the things he ought to despise, he sits around, plans it, plots it. Good is basically the opposite of what the wicked want to do. And so good is rejected. Instead, they spend their days planning and plotting to do evil. That's one of the reasons Paul points out in 1 Corinthians put down 7, I think I wanted 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, not chapter 7. In verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised, God has chosen. The things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are. So that no man may boast before God. He picked purposely the very things that the world in its arrogance despises. To do something so incredibly marvelous. To change people into righteous people. And it's just not the way the world thinks. The very Son of God, in coming into this world in Isaiah 53, it mentions in Isaiah 53 in verse 3, he was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, like one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. People rejected God himself. God came in the flesh, the Son of God. And people looked down their noses at him. And they brought the great treasure of eternal life. But is on a path that no wicked person would ever even consider walking. But the righteous move in the opposite direction of the world. And when we think about that, that should make us happy. We're not like the rest of the people out there. That's why we're like lights shining in darkness. The world seems to get darker every day. But our light needs to shine. Instead of being like the wicked, we need to mold ourselves to what God wants and be righteous and good people. I hope you'll think about these things. If there's anyone here today who's not yet a child of God, there is no better time than right now to put on Christ. For those of you who are children of God, would like to pray with your brethren on behalf. Why don't you come forward as we stand and sing the song of the Lord.